We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
No need to wait until November to unwrap Black Friday deals. Blinds.com is having Black Friday in July. With some of the best deals of the season, Blinds.com is the better way to shop for customized window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Choose from premium blinds, shades, shutters, and more. Blinds.com even has outdoor shades for your patio. Blinds.com makes it easy. Need help with the measure and install? Blinds.com can take care of it for you. Their design experts are always ready to help you make the perfect selection with a free consultation. No matter how many window coverings you order, installation is one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you'll always rest easy with Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com's Black Friday in July now. Save up to 45% plus score premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We are live at the Studio B out here at Bowser Chevrolet. It's always a great time out here. We thank them for hosting us. And, of course, we are talking about the Cam Sutton situation. And that would be, of course, a good time for us to go to the hotline to talk to our good friend Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette, who covers the Steelers. Brian, what is your first initial reaction to the Cam Sutton suspension? Were you surprised by the length of it, or did you feel like this was what was coming?
No, I was pretty surprised, Paul, by the heftiness of that discipline from the league for Sutton. And maybe I shouldn't have been, reading through some of those affidavits and stuff from the time. And obviously the initial charges for him did get reduced, but the league and their own decision making or what they looked into sure makes it look like it was something they took pretty seriously. And it does have to make you wonder, did the Steelers anticipate it would be that much of a that length of a suspension, or were they caught off guard a little? I wasn't anticipating eight games, that's for sure.
I think
they came out with it so soon, too. I mean, I think they usually hand these things down around training camp time, like early August. But, yeah, that it feels like this one was pretty decisive and definitive and swift from the league.
I think it's I think that's the thing. When you look at the fact that he didn't even want to appeal it and really just kind of waived his right to appeal it, it does make you wonder – what the Steelers were anticipating when they signed him, and whether or not they knew. They obviously knew a suspension of some sort was coming, but I wonder if they had known it was going to be eight games, if they would have signed him still.
Yeah, and I mean, that was something I was thinking, and that's a good point by you as well, that Sutton's not even going to try to get that reduced. And I've been saying kind of all along since they did make the choice to bring him back that they're on an island a little bit. There's already one of the other 32 NFL teams, which we know they kind of tend to stick together on a lot of this stuff. The Lions washed their hands of him so quickly that, the Steelers were going out on a limb a little bit, obviously for one of their own, but still someone who, had another team, albeit one that was going to have to pay him a lot more than the Steelers will, cut ties pretty much immediately since the allegations against him surfaced. So Yeah, I mean, they had to know that there was something coming. You know, is it still worth it to keep a guy around if he's going to be out for nearly half the season? I mean, maybe. You know, you stay fresh. You're on that suspended list. So, it'll be an opportunity for some other guys, and it'll be fair to wonder if the Steelers maybe should have gone down another path to try to address that slot corner role.
Okay. It is interesting to me, for real, that they are it is interesting to me to see what they do now in terms of that.
Yeah, I mean, Beanie Bishop, the undrafted free agent from West Virginia, I mean, I think this – initially I thought he was probably the undrafted guy with the best chance of making the 53 because – he was pretty productive in the Big 12 for the Mountaineers, and he's an older guy, so obviously that hurt his draft stock, but sometimes that helps to make an impact right away in the NFL and be one of those long shots who makes it. So then I thought, hey, now his chances are going down when they sign Sutton, but this probably helps Bishop out again. I mean, they're going to have to use him with the first team and see what they've got in him at slot corner in camp and preseason, because yeah, you're not going to have Sutton for the first 2 months, basically, if you're ever going to, you know, end up using him at all. So it'll be a really prime audition opportunity for Beanie Bishop. There are some other kind of, you know, journeyman types in there, like a Josiah Scott, who's played some slot corner in the league with the Eagles. But yeah, I mean, I know that people are going to ask now, hey, does this mean they're going to come back to Patrick Peterson? Does this mean they're going to try to come back to Chandon Sullivan? I mean, I still think that I wouldn't bet on that, because if they would have, you know, preferred that option, then why wouldn't they have just done that instead of Sutton to begin with? You wouldn't even have had to deal with the bad look of signing him and the optics and the PR of it all. So that kind of makes me think that they actually prefer Sutton maybe as a player, or at least at the price point that they're going to have him, and despite, you know, not having him now for the first 8 games.
Right. And I think that the big thing is we have been talking about all summer, corner and receiver, maybe they need to find somebody opposite their, Joey Porter and George Pickens. This probably makes it almost mandatory that they go out and get another guy, right?
I don't know. I mean, I think Dante Jackson was still going to be in the driver's seat for that other outside corner spot on the other side of Porter. I think Sutton was really here primarily to shore up that nickel position, because you don't want to just rely on someone who's, you know, played a little bit in the NFL and then an undrafted rookie. But I mean, yeah, like I said, I just think if they, if they really wanted to, you know, if they weren't interested in Sutton, then, you know, why not just avoid him to begin with and bring back a Patrick Peterson or a Chandon Sullivan? So maybe they like Sutton better as a player, or maybe they were caught off guard by this, and it would be awkward now to cut him and move on and start from square one because of the 8-game ban. But yeah, I mean, it's just to me, it was a signing that did make sense from a football perspective, because he does help you at one of your biggest positions of need. But man, I mean, it's almost like you signed up for an unnecessary distraction or bad headline that you really didn't need to get into when you had alternatives at your disposal.
Yeah, I think the one thing is that you have to be able to stop from passing, right, Brian? I mean, that's the NFL now. So, you know, whether it's with your pass rush, whether it's with, you know, your inside linebackers being able to cover, or, you know, obviously corners. I mean, that is such an important part of playing defense nowadays, right?
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I think, you know, a guy like Bishop, who, he's undersized at like 5'8", 5'9". That's why a lot of teams were not looking at him sticking at outside corner in the NFL, despite getting, I think, four picks and 24 PBUs last year for West Virginia, being a first-team All-Big 12 guy in his only season there after transferring from Minnesota. But, you know, the fact that he was able to hold up in that role in a, you know, legitimate power conference where teams throw the ball all around, that gives you a little bit of optimism or confidence that that he could be a decent coverage option there on the inside at corner for the Steelers. But I mean, you know, Mike Hilton was somebody who played that position really well. And I wouldn't say that running with guys down the sideline or winning jump balls against taller receivers was ever his strong suit, but I think he matched that enough with his instincts and his quickness and certainly his blitzing and ability and run support that, you know, he still proved to be someone who made himself a lot of money with the Bengals after the Steelers let him walk in free agency. I'm not predicting that Beanie Bishop is going to be that, but that would really help out the Steelers' defense if they could find another diamond in the rough at the slot.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing is, or better yet, how about at the end of camp, backing into Joe Hayden?
Yeah, I mean, that was one that kind of fell into their laps for sure, and maybe they will scour the waiver wire or look on cut down day. I mean, they did that just last year with Desmond King. He obviously did not work out nearly as well as Hayden. In fact, he was basically off the team before he did anything more than a few kick returns and got on the field at corner for one snap, and the other team ran for a touchdown. I forget who it was now, but yeah, I mean, they were, you know, trolling the all the options and turning over every stone last late August, early September. They might have to do that again now with this Sutton news, and they'll obviously evaluate the internal guys in Latrobe and in the preseason action before they do all that.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. Also, 412-928-9370 is the fan text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And Brian Batko of the Post-Gazette is brought to you on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. It is the 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Brian, you got about two more weeks before camp, and I've got to ask you, Is there any chance that there's going to be a movement for a certain receiver from San Francisco, or is that thing dead?
I don't think it's dead. I mean, I think there's certainly a chance. I don't think Omar Khan deals in absolutes like that as far as acquiring players. We know the Steelers have their self-imposed deadlines for contract negotiations, but we've seen them willing to make moves in season, whether it's a couple weeks in with the Minkah Fitzpatrick trade or at the trade deadline where they've been active in most of recent years, whether it was Kevin Colbert or Omar Khan at the helm. So, yeah, I mean, even if it doesn't happen before camp, even if it doesn't happen in camp, they're going to keep their options open. They're going to, adhere to the value that they think Ayuk is worth, or, whether that's draft compensation or potentially a contract for him, extension on the other side of it from Pittsburgh's perspective. Yeah, I don't think they're going to slam the door on anything like that. They just have to draw a hard line in the sand with the 49ers or any other team for that matter who's got a receiver that they're willing to move, so that they don't overpay and then feel like, man, we didn't get what we thought we were getting, and we weakened ourselves in the future just for kind of a rash move in the present because it seemed good and it seemed like we really needed it.
Listen to the Starkey Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle. Cranberry contest run every Wednesday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 93.7thefan.com. Contesting page. I mean, Brian, that's the one position other than corner that I think that they might still have a little bit of a need at.
Yeah, I think they probably have even a bigger need there than they do at corner. But I don't know. I think it's been overblown a little bit because of the run-first philosophy that they're going to operate with under Arthur Smith as the offensive coordinator. I mean, the personnel, the way they're set up and built at this moment tells you they're going to lean into handing the ball off a lot to Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren. And when they do throw, I think there's something to be said for clearly defining and carving out the role for George Pickens as you are our number one guy. We're going to throw it to you even when you're not open, and we trust you to still make the play. We're not going to force it, but we're going to pepper you with more targets than you got your first couple years when Deontay Johnson was in the mix. So obviously they've weakened the talent level on paper at that spot, but maybe it's going to make more sense as a streamlined passing offense with Pickens, with Pat Freiermuth, with some of those ancillary targets who, yes, none of them are Brandon Ayuk, and maybe none of them are even Deontay Johnson, for that matter. But they might still help you move the chains, take a little bit of attention away from Pickens, keep defenses honest, and you won't really have any sort of strange dynamic of who's the guy. We know who the guy is, and it's number 14.
Celebrate Christmas in July with us, Odyssey Humane Animal Rescue of Pittsburgh. Invite you to join the Doghouse on July 13th and 14th. Drive through and donate pet supplies at Harps North Side or East Side locations. Help make a difference for our furry friends. Items to donate include dry dog food, puppy food, treats, and more. Visit events page at 93.7thefan.com for the full list. I think that one of the things that we've seen a lot of, I think, over the last 2 months is that Russell Wilson has really tried to endear himself, not just to the city, but he's done a lot of things to try and, sort of become the leader of the team or, get the guys on the team to trust him. Do you feel the same way? I mean, just looking at it from afar on social media and whatnot, it seems like he's really worked hard to put some of those things about his reputation behind him and become sort of the that guy that the rest of his teammates. Hello?
Yeah, I think I heard the end of your question there, Paul, about Russell Wilson. I mean, yeah, I would say so, but I also think he did much of that in Denver too. I mean, I think this is just kind of his MO. Clearly, the narrative for him has shifted since going from Denver to Pittsburgh, from where it was when he went from the Seahawks to the Broncos. But yeah, I mean, he's knew what you were getting from that standpoint with him, and that's why I think Mike Tomlin has been using this pole position phrase, and why they have been so comfortable kind of trotting him out there as the face of the quarterback room this offseason, even when they still had Kenny Pickett on the roster for those precious few days where the two guys overlapped. It's just, you know, there were some there was a little too much drama, I think, at times with Pickett towards the tail end. We know that Justin Fields comes with a lot of, you know, let's say polarizing opinions on both sides of him around the league. And he's just a younger guy. He's only done it for a few years. He hasn't really found his place yet in the NFL, as evidenced by being traded by the team that drafted him 11th overall. With Wilson, for whatever it's worth, for all the ups and downs that he's had in recent years, you know, you at least get a guy who's lived that and worn that captain patch so much and been a franchise quarterback. I know Tomlin said Fields has been too, but I think there are some Bears fans who might quibble with that to some degree. And, you know, the success wasn't there along with that label. Wilson has had the success. He's been to the top of the NFL mountain, and, you know, he's going to have the intangibles that you want there. There was no question about that. That's the floor you're starting with him. Now we'll see what kind of ceiling he can present individually and for this offense and the team as a whole.
Well, I just think that that's going to be very, very much. This is, Brian, one of the most anticipated Steelers seasons I can think of in a long, long time.
Just because of all,
all the moving parts and all the different things. Brian Becko off the top, presented by JP Roofing and Siding. Brian, thank you so much, buddy. And it won't be that long before I'll see you up in Latrobe.
All right. Sounds good, Paul. Have a good one.
All right. That's Brian Babko of the Post-Gazette. And, of course, he's does a great job covering the Steelers. You know, it's going to be a very intriguing summer because of training camp. And also, once the season starts, I just want to see what it all looks like. So many changes with the Steelers.
No need to wait until November to unwrap Black Friday deals. Blinds.com is having Black Friday in July. With some of the best deals of the season, Blinds.com is the better way to shop for customized window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Choose from premium blinds, shades, shutters, and more. Blinds.com even has outdoor shades for your patio. Blinds.com makes it easy. Need help with the measure and install? Blinds.com can take care of it for you. Their design experts are always ready to help you make the perfect selection with a free consultation. No matter how many window coverings you order, installation is one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you'll always rest easy with Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com's Black Friday in July now. Save up to 45% plus score premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.